What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed last week's episode. We're here. We're going to keep that same energy talking about food costs and understanding basics. What is it? How to calculate it? And what to do next? Let's get into it. Welcome to the Chef Rock Experiment.
We're going to new levels, baby.
How bad do you want it?
Time to stop the shit and start to shift.
This is the Chef Rock Experiment Podcast. On rocksolidfood.com.
Let's start the shift.
All right, so what is food cost? Let me back up real quick. I just want people to understand that what I'm doing here. Restaurants can be very intimidating. We have conversations in behind closed doors conversations. A lot of chefs I'm having a lot of talk with people that want to start concepts, and there's so many moving pieces that I don't think people really understand how restaurants work. So you can't understand it. You don't have to be an expert at it all, but you do need to have some sort of understanding of how the pieces move and how all of the cogs and the wheels sort of work, so you can be better armed and make advances in your career. Even if you don't want to own a restaurant, even if you just want to advance and get better at what you do, it makes sense. If you own any sort of business or you want to sell any sort of food product, it makes sense that you understand how that process works. So I'm speaking specifically about restaurants, but this can apply to, I would guess, any business, but I definitely know any food business. Just really understanding how to purchase, what to purchase, what it all means, and how to make a profit at the end of the day. So baby steps is what I'm going for, right? Small building blocks of success, right? And what you'll see is we keep that habitual good energy moving in excellence, right? Staying in that mode. You'll see a year from now, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, is that you'll have this just foundation that leads you toward mastery. So having said all of that, let's get into it. What is food cost? Food cost is very simple, all right? It is the cost, the percentage of every dollar that is spent on food, right? So you have sales, you have cost, right? You have a food sale of something, let's say an entree that you sell for $20, or product that you sell for $20. How much of that 20 bucks did you spend solely on food? That's food cost. The way to devise that number, the way to come up with that number, very simple calculation, is little number divided by big number. That's the way on the fly. You can sort of do it on a cocktail napkin if you're having a conversation with a sales rep, or you're trying to figure out like what food costs, or trying to reverse it and trying to figure out like what can I sell this at to achieve my food cost. So a little number is obviously going to be what you spent on it. So if we had this $20, and I'm using these very basic numbers, obviously, if we have this $20 plate, we charge $20 for this entree, and we spent $10 on the food, everything that goes into this entree, very simple. We divide 10 by 20, probably did this very easily, and we get 50%. Simple, right? Yes. What's probably a better number, if we spent $5, right? The cost of our goods, our food goods in this entree, cost us $5, and we charge $20 for it. We divide 5 by 20, and we get 0.25. That is a quarter or 25% food cost. In a sit-down restaurant, in a nice restaurant, it's going to be a really good, favorable food cost for that menu item. And if you want to do this in a more expanded fashion and find out for your operation, you simply divide all of the costs that you spent in the week, in the month, in the year, quarter, whatever, and divide that by the big number, which would be the sales. And that will give you the food sales. I'm sorry. Divide that by the food sales, right? Because you're selling other things. If you're only selling food, it's very simple. And depends on how you break down your P&L. We'll get into that in a couple of weeks. But food cost divided by food sales, a very simple but important distinction, because you don't want to count those other sales, right? When we're just talking about food cost. So food cost divided by food sales equals food cost percentage. Very simple. If you did your homework last week, you have an ideal percentage, right? You have what you want your percentage to be. If you did that, if you got that number, great. If not, go back and listen to episode 65, which can be found at rocksolidfood.com/TCRX65. Listen to that. We very easy homework. It's going to get a little harder coming up, but we're taking these baby steps. So you got the definition of food cost. It is percentage of your sales that or how much you put into each plate. How much did you spend on each item and how to calculate it, right? You just divide the cost by the price or by the sales and then you get your number. And that's very, very, very easy and simple way to do it. It does get a little more complicated and there's some things you need to fine tune, like what to charge. You know, on many of my entrees, nothing is free, right, in a restaurant. And I wish more restaurants understood this. There's nothing free. If you give away chips or bread or popcorn, even the salt and the pepper, there's nothing that, you know, extra sauces that you may not charge for. At the end of the day, we're in business to sell products, to sell an environment, right? We're selling an experience, absolutely. But products, we cannot let them go out the door without being accounted for. It doesn't mean, I'm not saying that you need to charge for the chips, but they need to be accounted for. So you have a clear snapshot of how much those chips on each table cost. We'll get into that in the future, but the main point there is that everything needs to be accounted for. Absolutely everything needs to be accounted for. Okay, so what is food cost? We got that. How to calculate it. Divide the little number by the big number. That always helps me. Which one goes into what, right? I get a little confused. I know y'all probably smarter than me, but sometimes it's just like, you know, you'll divide the 20 by divided by the 5. And it's just like, that actually, you know, works, but it's just, it's a little weird, right? When you, which one? So always remember, divide the little number, right? Which is going to be the cost. Hopefully the cost is less than the sale. Otherwise, you got bigger issues. Call me. The little number divided by the big number. In next week's homework, very simple. You're going to download a food cost calculator and play around with it a little bit. I was doing a little Google searching and you can create one of these. And many of you who are listening or watching probably have some sort of software. You have your own spreadsheets and your own programs. If you do, you're ahead of the game. If you don't, for many of us, I know we had a conversation a few weeks ago where people just didn't know they were looking for software solutions. I found something that's cool. It's not necessarily downloadable to where you can import it or export it to a software sheet, but it shows you how it can work. And if you understand this sheet a little easier, you know, it can help you in your food cost endeavors. So just check it out. It's a foodcost.toasttab.com. I'll leave it down below, but foodcost.toasttab.com. And the purpose there is just for you to get familiar. Now, you can play around with it if you want, but this week's homework is simply to download it. Get it. You got to give them your email. And Toast is a POS system that I like. And some of my friends have used in restaurants and it came highly recommended. Listen, they're not sponsoring this. I just believe them passing on good resources. They got a bunch of resources in their library if you want to play around and look around. I mean, it's all free too. It's all free. Obviously, they want you to use their POS system. So they're giving you, they give, serve, serve, serve. Great model in hopes that you engage with them on some other level. But that's not why we're here. This is not sponsored. Toast, if y'all want to holler at me, hit me up. But I just think that it's a great, because it has drop downs. You'll see. But your homework is simply to download the food cost calculator at foodcost.toasttab.com. And next week, we're going to jump into invoices. Hit me up. Share this with a friend that you know needs it or somebody that's been struggling with it or you think might need it if they're in the food business. You never know. I guarantee you, no one is excellent at this stuff. There's some experts, but I guarantee you everybody's having some sort of struggle. So share it if you're in the food business. If you're not, please share it and let me know. Give me a shout, rock at rocksolidfood.com. And thanks for the downloads and the subscriptions. It's been really positive and powerful. And I'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Yo.
Hope you enjoyed the show, but I need a favor from you. One more thing. Subscribe, rate, review. Yeah, tell everybody and them. And check me out, rocksolidfood.com. Stop the start the shift. Peace.